Orak.
Yes, Avon?
Once we've teleported aboard Scorpio program, Gauda Prime's coordinates directly into the slave computer. Do not use verbal commands. I don't want an argument with the rest of the crew about our destination. Not at the moment, anyway.
As you wish. I will use direct and sensory link. Is there anything else?
You're sure that Blake is still on Gauda Prime?
Yes, Avon. That is Blake's present location. There has only been one occasion when he has left the planet. That took place 5 months ago. Apparently, he was investigating the possibility that...
That's enough information, Orak. Dana, teleport. Now. Slave?
Yes, illustrious master.
Are all explosive charges primed and ready for immediate detonation?
All the charges have been primed and set with consummate skill, master. The total destruction of the Xenon base complex is assured. All that is now awaited is your command.
Thank you, slave. When Scorpio is clear of Xenon base, activate charge sequence.
Yes, master. It is always an honor to serve.
Tarrant, get us out of here.
Cicilina?
Kelso, I've told you not to call me that. Remember when I broke your arm?
Yeah. Sorry, Elise.
That's okay, Kelso. I forgive you. This time.
He's not here yet, then?
Obviously not.
Why don't you wait inside where it's warmer?
Because I prefer to wait out here.
Please yourself.
Where have you been with that spade?
Never ask a man with a spade where he's been.
Oh.
Where's Lydon?
He's in the main hall by the fire.
Do you want the spade at all?
No.
Why is he late?
Perhaps he likes to make an entrance.
Or he's been captured.
Unlikely.
Why?
Because you don't live as long as he has without developing a keen sense of self-preservation.
Well, I feel really uneasy about this whole job.
Kelso, you always feel uneasy.
Well, perhaps I got a reason this time.
Yet you always say that as well. In fact, the only time you haven't felt uneasy about the job is when we went to Molyneux.
Yeah, well, I was having an off day. I still think it was a mistake to tell him our location. One of us should have gone and picked him up. What if he decides to turn us in for the bounty? All he'd have to do is contact the Federation and tell him where we are.
That is not going to happen.
How can you say that? He's an arms dealer. He's a mercenary. People like that sell themselves to the highest bidder.
He was with Blake.
Blake? 12 years ago. A man can change a lot in 12 years.
True.
Then let's get out of here. Back to our ship where it's warm. Don't know why we have to set up in this freezing cold dump anyway.
I wanted to hide the ship. Just in case anything went wrong.
Lydon, you've hidden it 2 miles away. How are we going to get to it if there is trouble? We're halfway up a mountain in a crumbling wreck of a castle. Stone walls are not going to stand up to a neutron strike.
Look, Kelso, we have a flyer hidden on the roof if we need it. But we won't need it because there aren't going to be any Federation forces coming here. And so there isn't going to be any neutron strike.
But
wait. Listen. Let me finish. Let me deal with your petty neuroses one by one. Avon is not going to sell us out because although he is a mercenary
and
a gun runner, he has always supplied arms and facilities to the underdog. He has never supplied so much as a single plasma bullet to the Federation or its supporters. Now that tells me a great deal.
I don't trust him.
Elise trusts him and I trust Elise.
I don't see why we need to involve him at all.
That's because I haven't given you the details of what I'm planning yet.
Have you told Elise?
No. I'll tell you all when Avon arrives.
What about Gouda Prime, then?
What about it?
I've heard it said that Avon purposely led his crew into a Federation trap.
That was Federation bullshit spread after the Civil War, used to discredit him and the old regime.
Well, Avon was the only survivor. How do you explain that?
I can't explain it. Maybe he wasn't even there. It doesn't matter. Anyway, as you said yourself, a man could change a lot in 12 years.
It didn't happen 12 years ago.
Okay, 7 then. It's not relevant.
But that still doesn't explain what happened on Gouda Prime.
Why don't you ask him yourself?
Eh?
Sounds like his ship. And that's the identifying call sign. Go on, Kelso. Go and tell Elise to bring him here before she starts chewing on his face.
What if it isn't him?
It will be.
My back's starting to play up again.
Kelso, get out there.
But my back.
My heart pumps piss.
You're rotten, you are. Elise, is that his ship?
It was when we last met.
Well, I've got a few questions for him.
You'll keep your mouth shut.
But it's important.
Nothing you say is ever important, Kelso. Avon. It's been too long. It's good to see you again.
Elise.
Well, go on then. Kiss me, you fool. Or don't you love me anymore?
Love, Elise, was never the word.
Did you miss me?
What do you think?
Well.
Hello, my name's Kelso. I'm very pleased to meet you.
I wish the feeling was mutual. Where's Lydon?
He's inside by the fire. I kept you. You're 2 hours late.
Kelso.
Yeah? What was that for?
For being a bastard with no manners. Avon, come in and meet Lydon. Lydon, this is Avon. Avon, this is Lydon.
I've been looking forward to meeting you. What's it like to be a living legend?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, come on now, Avon. You're being modest.
I'm not.
Oh.
How many of you are there?
3.
3? Even Blake managed more than that.
Well, we've had some problems.
So did he.
There were 10 of us, but, you know, we've been quite active of late.
I've been hearing about your activities. Weren't you responsible for what happened on Cassiona?
Cassiona was a complete fiasco and therefore nothing to do with me.
Oh, really? What about the Molyneux massacre, then? That was one of yours, surely?
The Molyneux massacre was a journalistic invention. Only 3 civilians were killed during that one.
Where did the other 35 bodies come from, then?
Well, 28 of them were Federation personnel, so they don't count. Obviously.
Obviously. They're now the honoured dead. And the remaining 7?
They were my lot.
I see. Hence the fact that there are now only 3 of you.
Yes.
Hope I haven't missed anything.
Shut up, Kelso.
Do you want to see the plans for our next activity now? Or would you rather Elise showed you to your room?
I plan to spend the night aboard my ship, but Elise can show me around if she wants to. What's this planet called? I could find no name for it.
But I don't know the translation.
Delightful.
Avon, if you follow me, I'll...
Well, he seems a nice enough chap.
You know when Garavit got his head blown off back on Molyneux?
Yeah.
Why couldn't it have been you?
What the hell were you doing in there, Avon? Lydon is not a man to annoy, and you were winding him up like a spring.
Really? I thought it went rather well.
What?
I was being ironic.
Saying I was being ironic is not a universal get-out.
It works for me. Why are we going outside again?
We have to go outside to gain entry to the North Wing.
For a supposed fortification, that's insane.
Maybe, but I didn't build the place.
I know that. But who did?
The natives, presumably.
There's indigenous life on this planet?
Oh yes, there's life. It's just that none of it is intelligent enough to have actually built this. At least...
Not anymore.
Exactly. This castle is a leftover. A piece of a civilization that's come and gone. All intelligent life came from Earth. Isn't that what they say?
I've heard it said.
That the galaxy is littered with relics. All sorts of things which prove that there was life on many different worlds long before there was on Earth.
What are you saying?
It's like the human race turned up too late. The party's over, and whoever threw it has long since gone. Do you ever feel that? Avon, do you ever get that feeling?
What?
The feeling that we are alone.
Oh, no, Elise. That's one feeling I never get.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Don't lie.
Do you hear it?
Hear what?
It's getting dark.
It's a clear night. Look at all the stars. Are those the clouds of Magellan?
I wouldn't know. Anyway, you were going to show me round.
Yes.
Then show me.
We have visual. Section leader, stand by. Madam President, is it him?
Oh yes, Major. That's him.
Subject's identity confirmed.
Target subject is now entering building on the northern side.
Maintain position, section leader, and await further orders. Out. He looks pretty good for a man who, by all rights, should be dead.
Yes.
That's if he was on Gouda Prime at all.
Oh, he was there all right.
How do you know?
He couldn't have been anywhere else. They found his ship. They found the bodies of known associates. They even found a trail of Iron Guard corpses leading from the bunker to the outside.
The Iron Guard? The President's personal security force? What were they doing on active service?
It was a secret, oral-only operation. It seems Central Security felt that only the Iron Guard could be trusted to complete the strike successfully, and with total discretion.
But obviously they couldn't. Not one of Central's finest moments, then, letting a main man get away like that.
No, Brecht. Avon was not the man they were after. The actual target in question was another terrorist. Rog Blake.
Blake? But wasn't he supposed to have died on Jevron?
Yes, that was the unofficial announcement. But then some years later, it was discovered that an error had been made. That's why Central Security were called in. Martyrs are bad enough, but martyrs that come back from the dead? As I'm sure you can imagine, it was all rather embarrassing for them.
So what were Avon and his crew doing there?
I don't know. In fact, it was only after the Civil War, when Central Security staff were being interrogated, that any details of the operation came to light.
All of Avon's crew were killed, though, weren't they?
Oh, yes. In fact, the forensic reports still exist. Everyone was accounted for. Everyone, that is, except Avon.
Target has exited North Wing and is now returning to South.
Thank you, Section Leader.
Oh, Ivan, Elise, make yourselves comfortable.
Hello, Avon. I'm afraid Elise didn't introduce us properly early on.
Didn't she?
No, my name's Kelso. People call me Slim.
Who do, the blind?
Hey? What are you inferring?
I'm not inferring anything. I'm implying. You're the one who is inferring.
Could you say that again?
Yes.
Sit down, Kelso. Keep your brains warm.
What's this plan, then? It must be profitable. You're paying me enough.
Gold, Avon.
What about it?
That's what we intend to get. Gold and lots of it.
You're not going to attack that high-security vessel from Xerox, are you? I can tell you now, it's not worth it.
Oh, why is that, Avon?
Because it doesn't carry gold at all. It carries...
fresh fruit. I know that. This planet's got nothing to do with Xerox gold.
Well, that's the only gold-producing planet left.
This isn't a planet. It's an asteroid.
I thought all other gold reserves had been mined out.
So did the Federation until recently.
I see. And how will your acquisition of vast personal wealth assist the revolution to which we are all so diligently fighting?
We're going to buy a planet, establish its independence and declare it open.
Oh, yes. That will do the cause no end of good.
Go on, Lydon.
PZ-337. It's a free-floating asteroid located on the outer edge of the ninth sector.
That's way outside Federation frontiers.
Yeah. And that's why they're keen to keep the whole operation very hush-hush.
How did you get to know about it?
Oh, well, that would be telling.
Yes, it would. How did you get to know about it?
The Federation have set up an automated mining complex.
And you want to attack it?
Yes.
Well, now, how do you propose to do that?
The Federation are relying mainly on secrecy to protect their investment. But that doesn't mean the complex is undefended.
Naturally.
The pressure dome that houses the mining complex is protected by a force field. And there's no way that we can land a ship near the dome without being detected.
You said the mining was automated. Does that mean there's no Federation personnel present?
There's a small team of engineers there to monitor equipment and also a token security force, but nothing we can't handle.
I admire your optimism.
If we can't land a ship, how are we going to get into the base?
We can land a ship, but touchdown will have to be a considerable distance from the complex.
How far exactly?
26 miles.
We then walk to the base in pressure suits?
Yeah.
We walk 26 miles in an airless, low-gravity environment?
You've got it. Now, the force wall is made up of a series of overlapping energy squares. Avon, if you collapse one of these with a low-energy probe, you'll then be able to get to work on the access chamber door.
I'm glad my talents are not being wasted. Villa could have done this.
Yeah. If it wasn't for the fact that he's dead, I would have asked him. You're our second choice.
Have we got plans of the layout of the base?
Yeah, that's all sorted.
Why don't we just attack the transport shuttle when it leaves with the next gold shipment?
Oh, that won't work, I'm afraid.
Why not?
I imagine it's because the gold has undergone a subneutronic overlap shift.
What does that mean?
It means that the Federation have a processor that alters the gold's atomic structure and turns it black. I've been down this road before.
Also, we have no idea when the pickups take place. If we want the gold, this is the only plan that's going to work. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. It's a bit risky.
Bit risky? It's suicidal. To walk 26 miles, you'll need more oxygen than any suit could provide.
We carry extra cylinders.
We carry extra? The more we carry, the longer it'll take to walk. It'll get exponentially more dangerous every time you try to make it safer.
You got a better idea?
Couldn't have come up with one much worse.
You got a better plan?
Yes. Shoot Kelso.
That's your plan?
It's better than yours.
You.
I think we should call it a night and get some sleep.
It was only 8:30.
Shut up, Kelso.
Avon?
Why not?
What Avon doesn't realise is his pissing people off makes them want to kill him.
Lydon, do I look slimmer to you?
No.
Do you really think Lydon's plan is unworkable?
Utterly.
You despise him, don't you?
Well, if I gave him any thought, I probably would.
Why?
He's a killer.
So are you.
I've killed.
There's a difference?
I think so.
He was prepared to like you. He wanted to be your friend.
Well, sometimes one's friends can be a greater liability than one's enemies.
So you're going to leave us, then?
No. I believe I can devise a plan which will work, with a little help from Aurak.
Your supercomputer. You brought it with you?
It's aboard my ship.
What do you call your ship?
My ship.
What do you call it?
My ship. Are you coming?
Yes.